This is a quinto written by George Minette Chapo. He went by the name Meneses most of his life, and towards the final years, he changed his name to his father's last name, Blackwater, who was a Pima. And this letter is a story. It's written as a letter to Rafas. Chapo died about 9-10 years ago, and I'm sure he is still being missed by many people, including myself and all the Kunsapos, especially Turi and Rafas, who grew up with him. To Rafas, Mira Rafas, hace poco that I write to you about the good things that was my vida when we were chavalos. Don't pay no attention to my spelling or English, okay? You know how it goes when the teachers try to teach you and you can't understand. I'm asking Sister Maria Angelica to look to my letter to make it so even you, who wasn't such a good student either, could read it and know that it's in my heart. I only hope she don't get too mad about my cochinadas. I was only 6 years old when I found it. The penny, I mean. The Germans were raising hell in Europe. The Japanese were making warlike sounds. But for kids in the barrio, innocence made them seem like pretty good days. You could get double bubble for a penny. La tiendita had pirul for a penny. The cañas sold for a penny, too. My mouth watered for these things. All chavalitos love the very minute I found this penny. The penny was old and not too shiny anymore. I held it in my hand. And then I felt the hairs on my neck stand up. There was no Lincoln on the penny. Instead of Lincoln was a picture of my father. His own skin was almost the color of that copper. It was Good Friday, and I knew my father wanted me to put the penny in the collection plate. Honest to God, the spirit of my own jefito told me to save the penny for church right off in front of that coin. You don't believe he could do that? Me la rayo. Rafas, this is the way it happened. I can remember it just like it was yesterday. Doña Chinda was sitting on a milk case behind the counter when I came in the door to the tiendita. You couldn't sneak in the store because of that little bell on the door that always rang when you came in. The bell woke up Doña Chinda no matter how sound asleep she was. Her wrinkled face broke into a smile when she saw me. ¿Qué tal, Chapito? She asked. Does your mother need something? I shook my head as I studied the green and red candies perching on a toothpick and covered with little square piece of wax paper. My mouth watered, but the penny stayed in my pocket. Chinda watched me as I walked up to the pirules that were lined up like little green and red Christmas trees on the corner next to the cigar box where she kept her change. I could stand on my toes to get a better look. The counter was too high, so I left without a pirul. You know something, Rafa? I don't think some people understood my father very much. He could make me do the right thing even when he wasn't with me. He's been dead all these years, and I still try to do right. Was any man's face dark, darker than my father's? Was any man's mustache black, blacker than my father's? Was any man's hands hard, harder were my father's? Was any man's hand soft on top of my head, softer was my father's? Even now when nobody can hear me, do I cry for him, missing him. He used to spank me on the butt with his hard hand when I was being a pingo. Excuse me, Sister Angelica, but that's exactly where he spanked me. He patted me on the head when it was my birthday. Not long ago, I said a rosary praying that the Virgin Mary would let him come back from the dead just one time so I could feel his hands on my head just one more time. Maybe the Virgin don't pay attention to prayers of rucos like me, but I prayed for the same thing when I was a chavalo, and it didn't happen then neither. My father drank beer, and sometimes he drank too much. When he drank, he laughed too loud and pinched my mother. She chased him out of the kitchen. He'd bounce me on his knee and laughed and called me his chapito gordito. I think sometimes too much beer is maybe a good thing. In church, after I found the penny, the usher taking the collection gave me a hard look when I put in a penny. I said goodbye to the red pirul I wanted to buy. My father sat in the pew next to me. His hand was soft on my head that day. After Mass, he took me to the tiendita and gave me two pennies. I bought a candy cane, a sugar cane, and a pirul. You ask, why does my father do this thing? I believe it now that it was his face on the penny I found. This Father's Day, I went to Mass. The collection plate was filled with quarters and dollars. When it came by me, I put in an old penny. I do this thing not for being a tightwad. I do this thing in memory of my father. He was my own jefito. He of the hard hand and the very soft heart.